Rest for the Heart this week is designed to help us understand that God wants to exchange our strength for His. When we feel very weak, we need His special enabling, and God has promised to give us that. So let's meditate on these passages. Listen more than once. Really take them in and expect God, as you wait with Him, to give you that enabling that you just haven't got yourself. I am as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now, for war and for going out and coming in. Splendor and majesty are found in His presence. Strength and joy are found in His sanctuary. For who is God beside the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. The God who encircles me with strength and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, able to stand firmly and tread safely on paths of testing and trouble. He sets me securely upon my high places. He trains my hands for war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds and sustains me. Your gentleness, your gracious response when I pray, makes me great. The Lord is my strength, my source of courage, my invincible army. He has made my feet steady and sure, like hinds' feet, and makes me walk forward with spiritual confidence on my high places of challenge and responsibility. On the day I called, you answered me, and you made me bold, confident, with renewed strength in my life. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, He increases power. Even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Then the one Gabriel, whose appearance was like that of a man, touched me again, and he strengthened me. He said, O man, highly regarded, greatly beloved, do not be afraid. Peace be to you. Take courage and be strong. Now when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is being perfected in weakness. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength.